Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Are involved. If you're a father and want to protect your role in your children's lives, remember Cordell and Cordell. We've helped men with matters like these for 30 years, and we'd love to help you.
Contact Cordell and Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Milwaukee attorneys, a partner men can count on, online at CordellCordell.com. 111 East Kilbourne Avenue, Suite 1650, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53202.
WSSP Milwaukee. The official home of Packers fans.
I love you guys. And given everything going on, you know, you guys are a breath of fresh air every morning.
1250 AM, The Fan. Sports Flash, right now.
6 a.m. from the 1250 AM, The Fan Sports Update Studio. I'm Ryan Horvat, first on The Fan. Giannis scored 38 points. Chris Middleton had 31 as the Bucks. And the Pelicans forgot how to play any defense, but the Bucks came away with the victory, 129-125, the fourth straight win for the Bucks, who finished the night, Zion finishes the night with 34 points. Brandon Ingram chipped in with 23 for the Pelicans in the losing effort. They had won two straight. Dante DiVincenzo came away with a career-high 24 points. Also in the victory, Giannis became the first Buck player with three straight 35-point games since Kareem did it back in 1973. Next up for the Bucks, they host the Clippers, who are 11-4 on the road. That game on Sunday. The Bucks last played the Clippers December 6th of 2019, winning that one 119-91 in Milwaukee. More NBA news. Timberwolves guard Malik Beasley has been suspended for 12 games without pay in the wake of pleading guilty to a felony count of threats of violence as a result of an incident in September, the NBA announced on Thursday. NFL news. Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson has not demanded a trade. His agent, easy for me to say, geez. Mark Rogers told Adam Schefter on Thursday. Rogers said that Wilson has told the Seahawks that he wants to play in Seattle, but if a trade were to be considered, the only teams he would go to, the Dallas Cowboys, the New Orleans Saints, the Las Vegas Raiders, and the Chicago Bears. Tiger Woods has been transferred to a medical center in Los Angeles following the single vehicle crash on Tuesday that left him with serious leg injuries. His doctor says that Woods was moved for continuing orthopedic care and recovery. Transferred on Wednesday night. Read more online, 1250amthefan.com. Coming up, it's the Bart Winkler Morning Show from 6 to 10. We recap the Bucks' victory over the Pelicans and begin to preview Sunday against the Clippers.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right. Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Ryan Horvat. Producer Todd's still here. Hey, we got a fun one for you. We really do on this Friday. Did you see I promoted the show last night on Twitter?
I did.
I put out because social media is important. If you don't see us talk about it on social media, how do you know we're here?
Right. I remember growing up before Twitter was even invented. You know, when you had your shows that you had to listen to. Howard Stern for me, right?
Yeah.
And I'd always be like, all right, Stern's on tonight. Can't wait till my dad goes to sleep so I could sneak into the living room and watch it and see what he's up to, what he's up to tonight.
So you watched it on E at 10 o'clock?
Yeah, I didn't listen to it. I wouldn't even know how, because there was no radio.com app at the time where you could just listen from your device. So it was tough. But I remember some nights I'd be like, man, is Stern on, even though it was appointment listening, but I want to see the show tweet. You know? Like who?
I know.
Like, is Hank on tonight? Is Beetlejuice on tonight? I needed the guests tweeted out.
I know. So that's why I tweeted yesterday, monster edition of the Bart Winkler Show on Friday. We're going to talk sports, take calls, have guests play commercials. Be there.
Well.
But not in the 9 o'clock. No, no commercials. What was the stat you said about Giannis? Do you have that, that you just said in your update?
Yeah, isn't that kind of hard to believe? Because I felt like Giannis has done that like 75 times. But this is, I saw this on ESPN Stats and Info, popped up last night. And I was like, wait a minute. He's had, I thought he had like three straight games where he dropped 40. I feel like Giannis,
well, what was
while
the stat?
He's still
Read
so
the stat
young,
again.
I feel like he's been in the league for 20 years. First Bucks player with three straight 35-point games since Kareem in 73.
That there's that no
35 plus
35 plus okay,
so not 35 the exact number, so at least 35.
Okay, I first I thought you said 30.
Well, is ESPN stats wrong?
No, I think it just shows the futility of the organization in the last 40 years.
But Giannis hasn't won for over 35 in three straight games. Yeah, probably not.
Well, forget about Giannis. Nobody did in 40 years.
I mean, 35 straight in three-plus games. I don't know. Now I kind of... I mean...
I guess when you say 35, it's different than 30.
We need to dive into this a little bit more now and do some investigative work.
Oh, they're never wrong. No, they're great.
Are they?
ESPN Stats and Info? Four-letter network stats and info? Yeah, they're good.
I feel like I've said that about Giannis. Like, he's done something that nobody's done since Kareem. And I think I've said that, like, 15 times. So I feel like he's done this before, though. But, yeah, that was the stat that popped up last night that caught my eye that I jotted down in the old notes.
Well, nice. He had 38 last night.
Yeah.
10 boards, 4 assists. Again, from the line, he was 8 of 10. So he has really improved at the line. He made 2 3-point shots, although I, of course, picked out the one that was horrendous when I decided to tweet about the game last night as well. I took a video. He took one from just shy of the logo.
Hey, sometimes you know what? Sometimes you're feeling yourself.
Clanked it off the glass. All right, you do you, man. The Bucks also had another guy score 30-plus points. Chris Middleton had 31, and then Dante DiVincenzo.
Career high.
Career high, 24 points. Mr. 13 through 16 points a night. Punches 24 down the hole. So a good night for the Bucks. Really the shortest rotation they've really had all season. They essentially just played 7 guys. Merrill and Thanasis played a handful of minutes, but this was a shortened up rotation. They did not have DJ Augustine last night. Congrats to him and his family. A new baby girl has been birthed into this awful, awful world. But so with no DJ and no Drew yet, they started Dante at the point, and he had 24 points. They started Dante and then Chris, and then they went big with Giannis, Lopez, and Portis.
That may have to be the lineup moving forward.
Well, when Drew's back.
Oh, yeah. Well, obviously. But, I mean, I like that rotation, though.
What about if you started Drew, still went big, and then Dante off the bench?
Well, that's what I mean. Dante's no longer in the starting lineup once Drew's back. I mean, I like Portis. But I guess you need him off the bench, or else who's your sixth man, really? Thanasis, and
Last
DJ.
Night, your sixth man was either Bryn Forbes or Pat Connaughton. But if you start Drew and have Dante come off the bench.
Your boy Sam Merrill, his career almost ended before it even started. I thought Zion was going to murder him, but Zion showed mercy. You know the play I'm talking about on the Switch where he found the unfortunate event of trying to cover Zion on that dunk? On that alley-oop, I should say.
I'm going to say yes. What half was it?
It was, well, it was like immediately when he checked in, and then he
yeah,
missed
I didn't,
he missed
I,
the
I, the
shot.
First half, So the first half I had on the TV, but I was also doing work during it.
Oh, yeah.
So I, like, you know, I watched it, but I also didn't.
Yeah, you were doing work.
I was doing work.
At the bar.
I was cutting up audio of Daniel Robertson, and that's not even his name. It's David Robertson.
David Robinson?
No, the Brewers third baseman.
Oh, I wish you were cutting up.
I was cutting up Daniel Vogelbach.
Wait, from what and when?
Yesterday they talked.
Okay.
I've been cutting up all the Brewers audio, Ryan.
Well, I got a solution for that. Maybe, you know, I should be the Brewers insider and I should go to spring training.
Well, I think that would be great for you.
And you, Todd, and Schmitz could hold down the fort.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go party at spring training and cover the old Cactus League.
You still got to talk to people on Zoom.
I know, that's what sucks. Can you actually go and cut in? Is anybody there? Is, like, McKelvey there?
McKelvey's there, but he has to watch practice, like, off the field.
Dumb question. Why even go?
Because it's February and the weather's nice. And he can get eyes on it and he can go to games.
But he can't, like, talk to any of the guys. He still has to do the Zoom thing. I was wondering that, like, about, like, the Packers games this year. Is like, I kind of wanted to cover him, but then I was like, what would be the point? Because he can't go in the locker room after the game. So you just watch it in the press box, miss all the other games on the Red Zone channel, have to drive home, get caught in Sheboygan traffic for home of Sam Decker, by the way.
Yeah.
For two hours, miss all the other games, only to sit in the press box and then just go home.
Well, you see, you're a different breed than most that do cover the Packers. They don't cover the Packers because they like football. That's their job.
Oh.
There's no one in the media that's actually fans.
Yeah, everybody always says that. I couldn't imagine, like, not being a huge, I don't know, you know what I mean?
I think some of these guys, like
watching it as a job.
Michael Cohen was big like that. He
the
watched.
Director?
Our good buddy.
Oh my, I almost forgot. Like, I didn't forget about him, but I forgot about him.
The guy at The Athletic, pre-Schneidman, who Schneidman had an article.
Yeah, I saw
10 predictions, 10 bold predictions for the Packers.
I saw Jordan Love on the headline, and I just left it alone.
Oh, we're going through all 10 today.
Oh, I don't know that we are.
Oh, we are.
I know. I'm talking college basketball.
No. We are going through.
No, the Badgers got Illinois tomorrow.
Right. Matt Schneidman wrote an article at The Athletic.
I tried to avoid
it. And it's going to give us an hour worth of content today.
Should we have him on at least?
You can. I've never spoken to him.
Should I have... Hey, Toad, you ever book a guest during a show?
Toad, book Schneid piece.
So I tried to book a guest last night, and I'm going to take the L on this one. I tried to get this guy. The guy that created Top Shot, I wanted to have him on. He's from Vancouver, British Columbia. Somebody out there probably knows them, and I'm the idiot. Roham, is that his name? Anyway, I shot him a DM. He doesn't seem like the type of dude. He seems way too powerful and important to check his DMs. And me not having the check mark, company, get me the check mark. He's probably like, who is this schmuck asking me to come on his radio show in Milwaukee? Yeah. It's 6 a.m.
Top Shot is the, I don't even know how to explain.
Well, that's why I want to have him on. I can't, like, it's pretty much what it is like, it's the new era of basketball cards where it's a virtual highlight, but there's a bunch of money involved, and NBA players are offering a bunch of money, like, for their cards or highlights.
Yeah.
So you could, like, end up with, like, a Zion dunking the basketball on Sam Merrill, or you could end up with, like, Kyle Korver shooting, like a spot-up three.
Even though you can get the highlight on YouTube anywhere else, it's different.
I don't know how.
And there was another pack. They're so rare that there was another pack that was going to be...
Yeah, did you get in on that?
...up for purchase at 11 o'clock our time yesterday. The system crashed. They pushed it off to the afternoon. It crashed again.
Yeah, I saw the homies talking about this on Twitter. You were in on this, too?
They're going to do it today now.
What time?
11.
Okay. Oh, perfect. No Taco Bell for you today. You're going to have to get right. No Doritos. You're going to have to get right home.
The other day, I wanted to be healthier, so I thought, I'll just get some Sun Chips.
Yeah.
I pounded a bag of Sun Chips. When I say a bag, I mean a family-sized bag.
Those aren't. It's not really a healthy alternative. It's just a healthier alternative.
Because after the show... If I go to a store to pick something up for our home, I get hungry.
Booze.
And I think I'll get one of those packs of chips at the checkout.
Yeah.
And then I look, and they're the smaller pack, and it's a pack of Doritos, and it's like $2. And then I think, you know what? I can get a big bag for $3. So I buy the big bag. And then on the way home, I say, I'm just going to have a couple. And then I end up eating the entire bag.
Yeah.
And then when I get home, I still eat lunch.
Wow. Yeah. I see, that's what I was doing the start of the pandemic when everything was, you know, doom and gloom and we thought like the world was going to end. I was like, well, why am I like staying in shape and working out? I'm just going to eat junk food all day. And then I got so like unhealthy. Like there were times when we'd be doing the show and I just felt like I couldn't breathe. So the worst is chips for me because I eat like 3 bags of chips, like on the weekends, especially. That's my other problem is I eat healthy all week. And then I try to tell myself I'll do like a couple cheat days during the weekend, which equals usually a case of Guinness. I've started drinking nothing but Guinness, by the way.
Oh, good light beer.
Well, it's just, I like the IPAs, and I obviously love hard booze. Like on Fridays, obviously, I like an old-fashioned, but it's just, especially when my kid cannot walk and I have to like carry him around all the time, I have the worst hangovers from IPAs and from hard booze these days. But Guinness, I could drink like 45 of them and be completely fine the next day. The problem is they're so heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's talk some sports probably. The Bucks won last night, 129-125. They're now 13-4 at the Fiserv Forum. I have made sure Giannis is the first Buck player with 3 straight 35-plus point games since Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in 1973, according to ESPN Stats and Info.
How about that?
How about it? Bucks do it last night without Jrue Holiday for the 10th consecutive game. Is he sitting out because he wants a trade? 4-1.
When's he coming back? Sunday?
I would assume he's probably back on Sunday against the Clippers. Maybe, I mean, sometimes, remember when A.J. Dillon, we didn't know where he was when he had COVID? So, hits some people differently. I would expect that, I mean, I would assume he doesn't have COVID anymore. He was on the bench interacting with his teammates this week.
Well, we've never got it confirmed either that
he had COVID. Maybe somebody in his house did.
We think he did. There was a positive test, and he sat out, and Middleton said he tested positive, but there's been no official confirmation. We'll talk more about this game, including Zion and Giannis breaking the rules after this one. Will that keep you around through 3 minutes of ads? I sure pray so.
It's Gary Ellison here. You're listening to the Bart Winkler Morning Show right here on The Fan. Make sure to check out the Wendy's Big Show coming up this morning, starting at 10. Your home for real Wisconsin sports fans, a radio.com sports station.
Hi, this is John McAlpine with Jana King. Are you tired of working for someone else? Now is the time to start working for your own future by becoming a Jana King franchisee. Jana King offers initial and ongoing training, operational support, and initial business to get you started quickly. There is no better time to become a business owner than now. With the demand for cleaning and disinfecting growing as more businesses reopen, the opportunity is huge. Call Jana King today at 262-780-0300 or visit us at janaking.com. Jana King, the king of clean.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's time to experience the premier platform for betting on all things sports. Twin Spires Sportsbook at Island Resort and Casino. The Island has 14 state-of-the-art kiosks and Team Xyz sports bar, loaded with countless ways to wager on up-to-the-minute action of your favorite sports, like hockey, boxing, MMA, and basketball. Bet the spread, the totals, the money line, and more. Visit islandresortandcasino.com. Follow the link to the Bet Builder and build your winning ticket on your own time. Then get to Team Xyz to place your bets and root on your picks as you watch all the excitement on the big screens. It's your total sports betting experience. So get in the game, Wisconsin. Twin Spires Sportsbook at Island Resort and Casino. 18 and older in Michigan only. For help with problem gambling, call 800-522-4700. In Michigan, call 800-270-7117.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities, and the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil, based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30.
Get a $22 Shell gift card with a Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic purchase. Ends 3/14/21. Terms apply. Details at Pennzoil.com/oil change offer.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Hey, Milwaukee Bucks fans. Get ready for game day at home with Pick and Save. Shop in-store or online to score deals on your basket. Save more when you use digital coupons and Pick and Save free pickup with orders of $35 or more. However you plan to celebrate this basketball season, start with Pick and Save, the official grocer of your Milwaukee Bucks. Visit pickandsave.com. That's pickandsave.com. Let's go, Bucks!
Hey, this is Mike McGivern with Coach Paul Wallersheim from Greendale Martin Luther. We coached a long time together, Coach, and the best advice I gave you was to go to J&J Contractors, some of the work you needed on your houses.
Yes, Mike, for sure. It was J&J Contractors did a great job. I have a couple rental properties that I own, and from roofing to siding to downspouts to front doors, patio doors, rubber roofing, I've had them do all of those jobs and could not be happier with the work they did and the follow-up they made with me.
Hey, the community aspect is a big deal as well.
You know, I live in Greendale as well and work at Martin Luther High School in Greendale, and it doesn't matter where I go. J&J Contractors is sponsoring events and a part of the community.
Paul, thanks a lot. It's good to see you. Go to JJContractorsLLC.com. JJContractorsLLC.com.
This Saturday morning started at 8. It's the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Diane Nelson from Diane Nelson Interiors will be my co-host, and Kim Weiss and Laura Felk from Inspire will be our special guests, only on 1250 AM The Fan.
To go in the fourth. Ingram. Cross court. Here's Cyan on the he's blocked. Hit the deck. He was looking for a foul. He's got us to the other end. Bucks now lead it 128-125 with a minute and 15 left in the fourth. Zion thought he was fouled.
Bucks go on to get the win. Give him one more point, 129-125. In a game that was very good. It was a competitive back-and-forth game between the Bucks and the Pelicans last night. Bucks do get the victory. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvat, and producer Todd.
Toad.
This segment brought to you by Schneider, now hiring drivers. For more than 80 years, they've been getting it done. Go to SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. Again, 1-800-44-PRIDE. After the game, Zion had a monster first half. Levy had 24 in the first. Couldn't be stopped. Added 10 in the second half. Giannis with the big night, too, 38 and 10. They traded jerseys after the game. You're not supposed to be doing that. But they traded jerseys after the game.
They didn't care.
They didn't care.
Well, I think, honestly...
Then TNT tweeted it and then deleted it. Because I think they didn't... They're going to get in trouble.
I mean, is there a dumber thing than not allowing the players to jersey swap after the game after they just got done battling and sweating all over each other on the hardwood, especially Giannis and Zion, two guys that are, you know, know, physical type players going up for every single rebound, diving all over the floor, sweating all over the place, bleeding all over the place, covering each other. Because, you know, Giannis, just a dumb rule in my opinion. Like, what, does COVID only pass during the jersey swap? These guys have both tested negative, right? They're on the floor. They're tested.
Yeah, no, it's dumb. It's dumb. There's rules to protect the players. There's health and safety protocols, which should be enacted. And then there's things that they do that are dumb.
Yeah, okay.
And this is dumb.
This is really dumb. But yeah, they did it, though. What do? They swapped jerseys.
You know what they did yesterday?
Who?
They scared us into thinking that Mr. Potato Head was no longer Mr. Potato Head. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. I didn't really pay attention. There's just so much that I just don't care about.
Mr. Potato Head was just going to be Potato Head.
Why?
And the Clay Travises of the world went off. What the story really is...
Well, I think I'd be with him.
The brand is Mr. Potato Head.
At what point is
that? They've changed the brand to Potato Head. Mr. Potato Head still exists. You can call him Mr. Potato Head.
Well, I always kind of thought, you know, to be honest, Mr. Potato Head deserved a Mrs. Potato Head anyway. I mean, everybody, even serial killers, deserve true love, right?
Well, I don't know about better that. Better be a part. Quote from something, otherwise I'm going to get you investigated.
No, it is. It's a quote from the movie with the guy, Kevin James.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't see that one. Was it Mall Cop 2?
Paul Blart, yeah. 3.
Oh, 3.
It was the origin story.
Oh.
The young Blart.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Giannis, after the game, you know, this was another close game. This was a back-and-forth game, and these are the kind of games that I want the Bucks to be involved in. Unfortunately, they lose a lot of these kind of games, but they did get the victory.
I think it's definitely going to help us out. It's good. It's good when you face adversity. That's when you get better. We lost 5 in a row, and we know how it feels to be down. And we don't want to go back there. We want to keep getting better every game. And as you said, last 2 years, we were beating teams by 15, by 20, by 30. But at the end of the day, that did not make us better. I think when you are getting a game every single night and it's a dog fight, you fight to win. It helps you. It helps you in the long run, and we build good habit, and hopefully it can, as I said, help us in the playoffs.
Giannis jumped on the headset and talked to the Inside the NBA guys after the game, and there were two things that I think people will pick up on. One, he said this to a degree after a game either last week or the week before that. We've heard him say something like this, where he's matured and he doesn't care what the defense is against him. He is going to play the way that he plays. And I think that kind of opened the guy's eyes on the desk last night.
At the end of the day, I think, 26 now, I'm mature. I know who I am. I'm secure with myself. You know, at the end of the day, I know teams are going to build a wall, but I got to find my teammates. There's going to be games that I won't be able to break that wall, but there's going to be games that I'm not going to be able to break that wall, and I got to find my teammate, and I got to trust them that they're going to make the right play, they're going to knock down shots. But at the end of the day, I got to keep being aggressive, keep working on my game. I cannot worry about what other teams are going to do.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we got three of them. At the end of the day. Hit it again. We got three of them in there.
All right, also, this is a different quote. We'll see if he says it.
Okay, yeah.
He says that it's not important for the Bucks to get the one seed.
I agree.
I agree, too.
LeBron's been saying that for his 20 years in the league.
Well, I'm glad that he says it. I mean, what they've had it last 2 years, it meant nothing. Even in the year where it could have meant something, they blew it. Giannis, TNT.
Personally, obviously, want to get better, want to build good habits. I don't really care about the number one spot. At this point, the whole East, they have great teams, so we just got to keep getting better. Got to keep getting better every day, believe in ourselves, build our confidence, and even if we finish the number the third spot, the fourth spot, at the end of the day, we got to play good basketball at the end. And personally, I really don't care about the number one spot.
Yeah, at the end of the day.
He does say at the end of the day a lot.
At the end of the day.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, could you put that in the Joss? I am, Todd's not very good at his job.
No, I'd like to fire him.
So I am also, people don't know this at the station now, a writer. And so right now I'm going to write a story on the Bucks and the Pelicans.
Yeah.
Which is actually just going to be a link to listen to the show. And I'm looking at some photos from USA Today Images, though.
Yeah.
And it's Giannis guarding Zion in the post. And they're like all over each other, like sweating all over each other. So, sorry, I know we've moved on. But in this other photo, Pat Connaughton, Bobby Portis, Brooke Lopez, and Steven Adams, it looks like they're like all going up the ladder for the Money in the Bank contract. In fact, Portis's arm is in Connaughton's mouth.
Well, they're teammates. That's okay.
Oh, you can't pass COVID to teammates. Only the other team. Okay. At the end of the day, I forget that. The jersey swap thing. Are they going to get fined?
At the end of the day, yes.
At the end of the day, how much is that fine?
That I'm not sure.
Okay. I'm going to post this picture. I was going to post this. I mean, the story of the night last night is Giannis and Zion. But I got to go with this photo that I'm telling you about where Pat is just getting like punched in the face.
You remember, was there ever a matchup in the NBA? I have one very specific one, so that's where I'm going with it. But Giannis and Zion, when they played the first time, you know, it was a big deal. Was there ever a matchup of two guys that you can think of that it was the first time they were going to battle each other and you were like so hyped for it?
Oh, man.
Because I'm going to go back to like 2003, maybe.
Well, when I was a kid, that was like when I loved like Jordan and Reggie going back and forth.
Yeah.
You know, and stuff like that. Like, I remember being really excited because I was a big Iverson fan. So the first time he played Jordan and he crossed him over and Jordan just kind of slipped, which was overrated. Jordan slipped, but that was kind of cool. And I remember that year also being really excited when Stephon Marbury, like when the young guys would first take on each other, like Iverson and Marbury, that was fun. But yeah, like recently, I remember really wanting that NBA Finals series between LeBron and Kobe that we didn't get and really liking watching those guys play. But like Zion, well, are you talking about Zion and Giannis?
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously an interesting matchup.
What are you thinking though?
The first time that I remember is, this happened when I was in college, and it was a Friday night, and I had a buddy that went to school in Oshkosh. I went to lacrosse.
Rick?
Not Rick. I think he's... Well, who tweeted about Rick this morning?
Todd?
I think he's not with us.
Well, that's why the tweet... I like that one from Todd. He said, Rick, if you are... He was... Because, you know, Rick doesn't actually listen to the show. He calls and he says... Well, he said... Past tense. We haven't heard from him. He would say... What's the topic? And I'd say, Rick, if you're not listening to the show, you know, why are you calling? He'd say, I want to talk about four things. And I'd say, you know what? Okay. And he'd always have his four topics. Craig Council sucks. Ryan Braun sucks. Fire this guy. Get rid of this guy. And then he would want to talk about, like, the Badgers. And then he would want to rip the NCAA. And then he would want to rip the college football playoff. And I miss those days. And I long for them. And I'm worried that, yes, like, what happened to Rick?
We don't know.
Maybe, you know what I think? I'm not thinking worst case scenario because I'm not Debbie Downer like you. I feel like, I mean, his phone, let's be honest, sucked.
You just think he's out of minutes?
Yeah, I think he buys his minutes like from the gas station, like drug dealers in the show The Wire. Because then you like, you know, you ditch the phone. Or he gets like those, like those phones, like those prepaid, like those phones.
Yeah, like a track phone.
Yeah, yes, thank you, a track phone. Yeah, like in The Wire. And then you just ditch it, you know?
Once yeah, you know what? That's probably more connect. Realistic.
Yeah, he's probably like,
or he's just like, I don't like these guys anymore. God forbid somebody doesn't like us anymore. And right. Immediately I think, oh, a guy stopped calling. He must be
like,
dead.
Like I said yesterday, he's probably calling into ESPN. I got four things to say to you guys. And they're like, first, if Aaron Rodgers was a sandwich, which would he be?
The matchup that I was interested in was Shaq versus Yao.
Oh, yeah. I was excited for that one.
Stayed home for that one. Friday night in college, my formative years, when ladies are running around.
And you had your choice of all of them, too, and you stayed home to watch the Battle of the Big, Shaq versus Yao. That was a good one.
Shaq versus Yao, and I watched the game with my buddy. Actually, we just sat on our computers and DM'd each other on Instant Messenger after each cool play.
You know what was a big one for me was LeBron Carmelo.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Because remember, there was more. Remember the first time that Carmelo took on Darko? That was huge.
Well, Darko didn't really get off the bench that first year.
Oh yeah,
yeah. He wasn't. He didn't. I think he played in like 31 games. Mm. But hey, he got a ring. Darko did. You know. So hey, is he a Hall of Famer? If Trent Dilfer is, kidding. Yeah, that was a big one because remember, like there was serious considerate, like there was talk. Should Carmelo? It's crazy to even say. Should Carmelo go over LeBron?
Yeah, there was talk.
Now we're hearing, you know, should Zach Wilson go over Trevor Lawrence? Well, no, he shouldn't. We've been talking about Trevor Lawrence for the last 3 years. Now we don't just all of a sudden decide that the kid from BYU is better.
Yeah, tank for Trevor started like the night after Shaq versus Yao. Going on for so long.
So did tank for Tua, and then, you know.
Tua's going to be just fine. Everybody's writing off Tua.
Well, no, I think so too, but Ben Burrow had the best season in college football history. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shaq last night on TNT, this is pretty funny. And some people don't like when they do stuff like this. TNT has played a game before. What team is he on? And then Shaq and Barkley can't, like, name any of them.
Who doesn't like that?
Oh, the NBA fans that think these guys should know everything because I'm lowly Twitter man. I shouldn't know more than Charles Barkley. They're just guys having a good time. So last night, they gave Shaq last names of players, and then he had to try to guess their first name.
Let's play Shaq's first name game. Oh. Who's ready to go? I hope you are, big fella.
What's his first name?
Keep your eyes on the screen, okay?
Well, for the
Charlotte Hornets, number 6 in the league in three-point percentage.
Thaddeus Monk.
Monk is his last name. What is his first name?
Oh, my gosh.
Eli Monk.
Eli Monk. No, it would be Malik.
Oh, Malik Monk. Yeah, Eli. You know, change the name of this game too. What is mama name him?
Yeah. Eli Monk.
What is mama name him?
Yeah, right, this Monk. One should be a little more up your alley because of your relationship with the Sacramento Kings. He's number 2 in field goal percentage. He's number 7 in blocks.
Sherlock.
His last name is Holmes. His first name is
Sherlock.
What up? What up, Holmes?
John.
Rashawn Holmes.
That was close. You're right on the tip of your tongue.
John Holmes.
Man, what number is he in what? He's not in a category. He's not in the top 20, though.
Right? Yeah, he is. He's number 2 in field goal percentage.
Oh, he's number 2. Okay.
And number 7 in blocks.
Okay.
Here we move. This is a youngster.
Oh, Lord.
Plays in the big city of New York for the Knicks.
He's having a great year.
Number 7
right behind LaMelo.
Yes. Number 7 in free throw
right behind
percentage.
He's the second best rookie in the league.
His last name is Quickly. His first name is...
They don't like playing bookies up there.
Gerard.
Gerard Quickly. No, it's so close. It's Emmanuel Quickly.
Actually, it's part of my Jet Academy. Shout out to Emmanuel Quickly. He did a session.
I hate to do this, but we're going to stay with the New York Knicks.
What is mama name him?
And I think, look, this is a big man. So I think you got a shot at this. He's number 20 in rebounds. He's number 9 in blocks. His last name is Robinson. His first name is...
Mister.
Not David Robinson, not Big Dog Robinson.
No.
Not Cliff Robinson.
No.
I'm going to go with Stuart.
Stuart Robinson, also known as Mitchell Robinson.
Mitchell Robinson, man, come on.
I don't know Mitchell Robinson.
Look, if you miss those four, you got no shot at this last one.
He's another kid.
He's 10th in the league in three-point percentage. For the Memphis Grizzlies, last name Bain, first name is...
Do I get a lifeline?
Battier.
No.
Well, I'm going to guess. I'm going to say Desmond.
Somebody gave you a lifeline, obviously.
That's the name?
Desmond Bain.
Wait, John.
For real? That's the name?
You just guessed it?
Yeah, I promise I guessed it.
What you mean?
I think somebody might have fed a little information to the big fella. But
we got to check your IMDb.
So you got one out of five.
One out of five.
And our apologies to Eli Monk, John Holmes, whatever you called Quickly.
We celebrate with you. We're frustrated with you. We get emotional with you. We're in this together. 1250 AM, The Fan, a radio.com sports station.
At Menards, save big money in your next project with 11% off everything. Get softer skin and cleaner clothes with a Morton Water Softener. Water softeners remove minerals and will eliminate hard water stains and give you better tasting water. The 27,000 grain unit is $319.99 after 11% off. Get 11% off everything at Menards. Good through February 27th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Leroy Butler here to tell you about one of the most fun-to-drive 7-passenger SUVs. With 400 horsepower, the Lincoln Aviator. If you need an SUV, you need to see my guys at Uptown Ford in Lincoln. Highway 100 by Mayfair Mall. That's where I go. They will take care of you because Uptown begins with you. They also have the Grand Touring plug-in hybrid version with great gas mileage along with almost 500 horsepower and a 630 torque rating. Schedule your test drive today at UptownMotors.com or stop by the dealership. Tell them Leroy Butler sent you.
Did you know just the simple act of dressing for work can make you more productive? According to a recent study by the Wall Street Journal, getting dressed for work each morning can even improve your performance. Untucked shirts are the easy way to look sharp instantly, and they're designed to be worn untucked, so you'll stay comfortable all day long. So for your next Zoom call, lose the t-shirt and grab an untucked shirt instead. It'll also be your go-to when we start returning to all the things we've been missing. Try one today at any Untucked store or at Untucked.com. Untucked shirts, designed to be worn untucked.
Bet River Sportsbook is ready to make this football season one to remember. All season, score at Bet River Sportsbook with free bets, odds boosts, and more. Player props, thousands of game lines, and live in-game betting. Bet River Sportsbook delivers best-in-class sports betting experiences with outstanding customer service to back it up. Go to BetRivers.com, and if you reside in a non-regulated state, then BetRivers.net has action for you. Bet Rivers, your hometown.
All the guys here.
Must be 21, must be present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, or Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Miami Heat star Duncan Robinson knows a thing or two about being overlooked. From beginning his college career at a D3 liberal arts school to starting in last year's NBA Finals. Now, on his new podcast, The Long Shot, Robinson celebrates the most unlikely and unexpected success stories in sports and beyond. Join Duncan and his co-host Davis Reed on The Long Shot podcast as they sit down with those who have proven naysayers wrong and overcame the odds. The Long Shot with Duncan Robinson and Davis Reed is available now for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your shows.
Hey, it's former Packer Gary Ellerson coming up on the next Wendy's Big Show.
Gary, your former teammate Randy Wright will join us coming up at 1:05. It's the Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, weekday morning starting at 10, only on The Fan.
Not going to be an all-star. He's not better than Zach. He's not playing better than Sabonis. He's not. Well, Bill's going to be a starter. He's not playing better than Trae Young. Harden's going to be. So you only get 7 spots.
No, Chris will be an all-star, and I'll bet you on it.
Really?
Yeah. If Chris Middleton is not an all-star, I will join you, and I will be on the radio every day and say he should be traded. But if he is an all-star, you are never allowed to mention his name when you call again. Not even in a positive way. I just don't even want to hear it.
Not even a positive way?
No, I'd never want to hear you say Chris Middleton.
Not even on social media?
Social media, you're your own man. You do what you want. I'm talking about the parameters of this show.
Of WSSP.
Just even this show.
Just on the show. Yeah, but, that 50, 90, 40 thing.
So are we betting?
Yeah, sure.
That's me with our good buddy, Ram on the north side, 414-799-1250. I'm Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath. Our good, good buddy, Paul Imig, had a tweet last night. And Paul will join us later in the show today. And he put up a poll. He said, which team says no? Hawks get Chris Middleton. Bucks get DeAndre Hunter, John Collins, and Bogdanovich. I would think the Hawks say no, right?
I would think.
I mean, Hunter, Collins, and Bogdanovich for Middleton? But the way that people voted, it was about 50-50. A couple hundred votes, people voted 50-50. And one thing that, you know, when I've talked to Paul about this, this is, I think, you know, Ram, I lost that bet, so he'll call in and talk about Chris Middleton. And one of the things that he says is that Chris Middleton wasn't worth that contract. I disagree. I think with Middleton, Bucks win last night. They beat the Pelicans. They had to pay him. He's making what he's worth, I think. But now the Bucks are kind of in this spot where it has to work. The Bucks and Middleton have to work. You have three guys you pay a lot of money to. You're going to try to extend Drew, which he's not going to be cheap. So you're going to have – it's like you have these three guys that are good, and I think they're going to all play well together. We've only seen a little bit of Drew, but Drew certainly has made Chris Middleton better and opened him up a little bit. Middleton was playing – if Drew doesn't get whatever and Middleton doesn't have a bad week and a half, Middleton was an all-star. Middleton was the best player on this team for the first 2 weeks. This guy consistently gets better. But when you have this much money into three guys, it has to work. Because if it doesn't work, there's really no way out. Middleton, Giannis, Drew. That's what's going to have to work. When you see other teams then build a big three of Harden, Durant, and KD. I mean, Kyrie. It's tough.
I knew what you meant.
Because your big three is good. But, I mean, Harden and Durant and Joe Harris is a better big three. You know what I mean? I mean, those two guys having each other and on one team is just wild. So if you're to trade Middleton, I think they're in a spot where it's like they can't. I don't know. You're not going to get return for him. Who wants him? Do the Wizards want him? Do the Bulls want him? Because what do you need? What's an improvement over Middleton? Bradley Beal. Well, you're not going to get Bradley Beal. Zach LaVine. You're not going to get Zach LaVine. So if you look at trading Middleton, I don't know what you get for him. The thing with the Bucks is I think that Giannis and Middleton, I think they can win a title together. But I don't know that 100%. Hey. So what I want to know is if that needs to be changed. And I'm not going to know if that needs to be changed until we change the other issue, which is the coach. They were killing him last night at halftime on TNT.
Yeah, I know. I was listening to that.
Killing, bud.
Yeah. Well, you know, you've kind of set yourself up for this. So on line one, I actually have a special guest that's just called in, and it's Ram from the north side.
Ram, you got
AAU
a theme.
Legend. Ram.
I'm here.
How's this for your intro?
You know what's been great, Ram, is that every time I play this clip, you call within 15 seconds.
Well, I got the radio on, Bart. I can hear it throughout the whole house. You know, so I'm tuned in. I'm locked in. You know, I like the, you know the only problem I got, Bart and Ryan? You guys got to, I need some help on something.
What's that?
What?
Leroy's beating me up.
Why?
Yeah, he beats me up, man. He talks bad about me on the radio.
What's he say?
Oh, God, if they say, got Ram on the line, he just takes shots at me, you know? You know, I can't, like, get on the line, just defend myself.
How come?
We're supposed to be playing this one-on-one game. And I told him, I'm going to tear him up.
Oh, basketball?
I'm going to do him bad. I'm going to do him really bad, Ryan. I'm going to cross him. I'm going to get those ankles the whole night.
Do they not put you on the air then?
No, no, they put him in the air. And Gary has my back, though. Sparky's kind of like just sitting there, you know, just being neutral. Gary doesn't let me get beat up too bad by LB. And then my mom got into it. I guess she was listening to the show. She told me not.
What?
Well, she told me to pull off with Leroy.
Your mom?
What's going on?
Yeah.
Well, why do we... Let's talk to her.
Wait, your mom called into the Big Show?
No, she told me. She was listening one day. She's like... She just told her, said, no, that's Leroy. He's the Lambo Leap.
How old's your mom?
Wow. But, you know, Leroy puts on that smile and everything. You know,
right.
Everyone, you know, got the commercials and stuff. But anyway. Yeah, we're going to get that one-on-one game. We're going to stream it, too. But I'm putting that out there. I hope he's listening. And he's supposed to give me some chicken brats. So we're going to see how that's going to work out.
All right. Is that all you got? We're not talking Bucks or what?
Oh. What you said about that survey, to move Middleton, is going to probably take three teams. Three teams got to get involved. And it's probably going to be Middleton and somebody else with the Bucks and two other players. It might be about six players involved. Because I just don't see one team wanting him straight up for one player.
It was a clear black night. Clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets trying to consume some skirts for the eve so I can get some funk. Just rolling in my ride, chilling all alone. Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car for a girls, ain't no need to drink. Ice skirts, no one up with 213.
Yeah. And then the other thing is, what happened to the defense last night?
No, but well, both teams. Just no.
I mean, you give up 125 points to a sub 500 team.
Yeah,
not a good look at all.
You know,
and Zion was just going crazy.
So, but Ram, did you
watch? Smoke like I smoke, then you're high every day.
Ram, did you watch the TNT broadcast?
Because if your ass is a buster, yeah. 213, well ranked.
Well, Bart was talking about how Bud was just getting killed.
Ram, turn your radio down.
He was getting murdered.
All I kept thinking for Bud, this could be it. If they don't win, at least make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, this could be it.
I'm going to say if they get into this second part of the season and they're just moving around 500,
yeah,
Bud's probably going to be showing up. The U-Haul truck's going to be pulling up to the house.
What do you think it takes for Bud to keep his job? Or, you know, if they don't at least make it to the Eastern Conference, do you think maybe this could be the hashtag end of the road?
I think he has to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. I ain't gonna say he gotta make it to the finals, but he gotta get to the finals and be competitive. They can't go up, they can't be up 2-0 and get a gentleman's sweep, or they can't get swept. But I think he almost have to go.
Ram, we gotta hit the chorus. I gotta let you go.
I know, Bart.
See you, buddy.
Yep.
Could this be it for Bud? Here on 1250 AM, the smooth. That was a little boys and men end of the road. Could this be the end of the road for Mike Budenholzer? We don't know. Maybe he's at the crossroads. That's coming up later from Bone Thugs and Harmony. And also this hour, Dance with My Father by Luther Vandross. All right.
So I like that the Bucks win a close game against a decent team, and we're still firing Bud.
I know.
Well, do you understand a little more what I was saying yesterday? Like, the Bucks can do anything. They've got one of the best players in the world. Middleton, though, that's got to be Middleton. Middleton had 30 points last night, 31. That's what you need.
Yeah, well, I mean, and Dante.
When Drew comes back, Drew's got to be Drew. Dante putting up 24, that's what you need. You need your guys to play at their highest level. So let's say trading Middleton is ridiculous for this season.
Yeah, you're not trading Middleton. They're not trading Middleton.
No, they won't. But what I want to know is,
on it. Yeah.
There's two things I want to know. Is Bud the right coach? Is Middleton the right number two? I don't want to know the second question until the first question gets addressed.
Yeah. I just don't want to do the number two stuff again.
I know.
Middleton's been awesome this year. He had a really bad 2-week stretch, but also.
I know. But if they don't win.
Yeah, I know.
At some point, they're going to have to. At some point, you got to win.
Right.
Otherwise, you shake things up a little bit. And I love that they've both been here since 2013. But when Drew comes back, you got Giannis, Middleton, Drew. That's good. Lopez is still not who he was last year. But
he's getting old, dude.
Last night, he was fine if that's what you get. Portis, you know,
I like Portis.
I like him better off the bench to bring some energy. But he played well in the starting lineup.
Yeah, I kind of like him in the starting lineup, too. But I get you need him off the bench. That's the problem. Like, again, they need, I don't know. I'm not going to overreact or freak out. It's just, I just wish that the Nets weren't a thing.
Oh, yeah. Then, yeah.
Then I'd feel fine about this team. I'd be like, you know what? This is fine. This is kind of what I've wanted the last couple regular seasons. I don't want to be gassed and burned out in the Eastern Conference Finals. Like, the Heat last year went to the finals as the 5 seed. It's not something we see all the time. But, dude, LeBron stopped caring about getting the number 1 seed when he was, like, 25 years old. Todd, I mean, can you just do anything around here?
Jeez.
Look at Elizabeth again.
My Lord. Well, it's kind of like, you know, the Bucks could be the best team, but they have this freak thing in their way, just like the Packers were the best team, and Tom Brady skips over to the NFC. So it's like, we should be the best.
On an NFL super team, which is like, you can't even form. Somehow the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did it for Tom Brady.
We've built our best team, and yet there's this object in the way that we just can't get past.
Yeah.
That phone ringing belonged to Tim and Tosa. What's up, Tim?
Good morning, everybody. It's Friday.
Good morning, everybody, on a weird, wacky Friday.
Morning, fellas. Hey, I just want to jump in two cents here. Middleton is a very, very solid, good player. Great player. I don't say great. He's very serviceable. But I think you're right. He's not a number two. He's a perfect number three. The problem is, who is available for another number two? I don't think there is one. So we're kind of stuck, right? We gotta muddle along. The Bud thing real quick. You know, there was a couple days ago, I don't know if it was the big show, or somebody was talking about a scenario where maybe Bud loses his – maybe it was actually you guys in the morning, that Bud gets fired midway through the season. And I kind of feel like that, in my mind, is gaining some momentum, only because if you let Bud go, you know what Bud is. He'll get you through the regular season fine, but he does not make any kind of adjustments, blah, 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 right? We know the Bud story. If you let him go somewhere in the season, you bring in, whoever, right, assistant or whatever, but you give them a window of opportunity to see what you have with someone else, and then you can spend the off season going, hey, you know what, this guy, you know, provided some fire, maybe we keep him around for another year, or you at least have a head start on looking at who you want to bring in next year, where I think is if you wait till the end of the season, and let's just, right, it's Wisconsin, right, let's just assume it's going to be a tragedy at some point, that you spend the offseason just in the dumps again, and you're like, what just happened to us again?
Well, they're going to fire Bud eventually, so that my thought was just do it now.
Do it now. Then give somebody else another chance, give you time to sit back in the recliner and look around the league and see how things are playing out. Whereas at the end of the season, it's a rat race of who's next, who's coming. And
Great movie.
Having the offseason, and you just maybe got the carpet whipped out from underneath your feet again, is just going to, I don't know. I just don't like that scenario. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Tim. Tim and Tosa, you can be next. 799-1250. 414-799-1250. Bucks beat the Pelicans. We've talked about that. Now I'm going to take an article from The Athletic and basically spend a whole hour on it regarding the Packers. So that'll be fun. Stick around.
Hey, it's Sparky Fiverr here, and you're listening to the Bart Winkler Morning Show right here on The Fan. Make sure to check out the Wendy's Big Show coming up this morning starting at 10. Your home for real Wisconsin sports fans. A radio.com sports station.
From the hardcore sports bettor to the first timer, BetQL will help you make more informed decisions. That's right, it's not a betting app. It's a tool to give you an edge over the sports books. They crunch the numbers so you don't have to. BetQL. Be smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com.
Looking for a new career? Here's a few questions from Young Express. Would you like the peace of mind knowing that you have job security? Would you like your pay to reflect how hard you work? Do you want to be in control of how much time you take off and when you take it? If you have those questions, Young Express has the answers. It's time for you to start your own business and be a contractor of expedited freight for Young Express. As an expediter, you will pick up freight from one business and deliver it to another. The freight is loaded and offloaded for you, so all you have to do is drive. You can drive local and see the state, or drive over the road and see the country. It's your choice. You need a cargo van or sprinter, the proper insurance, and the drive to be successful. At Young Express, we work with numerous independent contractors and can answer all of your questions. Give us a call or check us out at youngexpress.com. That's JUNGExpress.com. Young Express. Success drives us.
Hey, Wisconsin. It's time to experience the premier platform for betting on all things sports. Twins Fire Sportsbook at Island Resort and Casino. The Island has 14 state-of-the-art kiosks and T-McSee sports bar, loaded with countless ways to wager on up-to-the-minute action of your favorite sports, like hockey, boxing, MMA, and basketball. Bet the spread, the totals, the money line, and more. Visit islandresortandcasino.com. Follow the link to...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.